The big three U.S. automakers unveiled a new round of incentives last week designed to lure consumers into their showrooms. But Jerome Vaughn of member station WDET reports concern that the practice won't have as big an impact as the car makers would like.
General Motors is hoping to boost lagging sales with its latest incentive program, 0% interest for 60-month loans on all of its vehicles except the Hummer. Ford and Chrysler have announced similar incentives in an effort to keep GM from stealing any of their potential sales. GM Director of Market and Industry Analysis Paul Ballou says 0% works.
We've done our estimates, and we believe the industry would have been about 500,000 units lower in the last couple of calendar years in each one of those years versus where we ended up.
GM started the trend of offering no-interest loans to consumers in the days after the terrorist attacks on New York and Washington, D.C. The company implemented the program to boost sales as the nation's economy faltered. Other automakers followed suit, and customers quickly caught on, making October 2001 the best month for auto sales ever. Ford's U.S. sales analysis manager George Pippas says the latest round of incentives should positively impact April sales.
Every time that 0% has been offered, consumers have shown a willingness and an ability to spike auto sales in the United States.
But many industry watchers like CSM Worldwide's Michael Robinette says any sales improvements generated by this round of incentives won't last long enough to stave off planned cuts in vehicle production.
We were running with fairly low inventory last year at this time, and the big three manufacturers were working copious amounts of overtime to catch up. This year is not quite the same case, and there are a number of vehicles which are in an overstock situation.
And other analysts say consumers have become so used to no-interest financing that they often delay their vehicle purchases, waiting until the right offer comes along. Incentives won't ease the competition between the world's largest automakers either. GM and Chrysler lost market share in the first quarter of the year, while Ford, Toyota, and Honda saw share growth. All of the big three U.S. automakers reported lower sales for the month of March. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Vaughn in Detroit.